It's been a while, or maybe not a while. It's been a month.
It's been a long time. Ano bang pag-uusapan natin, yung loving o yung pagpo-podcast?
Definitely. Oo, si loving, ibang usapan 'yan. Oo, masaya ang buhay ng maraming tao sa paligid. It's a happy new year to everyone, in fact. And welcome back to Love Connect Podcast with
The Kosho. Na-miss niyo ba to? Kasi kami na-miss namin.
Oo, ako kaya sabi ko nga, kunin na natin to, tapos bumili ako ng cable para magamit ulit ang microphone natin kasi sira ang microphone natin.
Oo nga, that's why we've been asking for love and support. But yes, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, we're still studying that. Pero as of now, diretsuhan na po tayo. Help us. How can we get help? How can we be helped? We need help from people who are being blessed by our podcast so that we can continue to do this. Social media and more. We want to have our team. So anything that we get through the podcast, social media right now, it will be for this. Connect with us. It will be an amazing year for everyone. Let's bless marriages. Let's bless families. Let God bless marriages and families through this podcast.
Yes, and we're back. I was just really looking at, kailan nga ba tayo huling nag-podcast? It was September 14 of 2023.
Huling podcast na recording o post?
Huling episode natin was Two Sides of Jealousy, September 14, 2023.
Wow! A few weeks ago. Very good.
So we're back to talk about something that's been viral online.
Oo. Ano tayo ngayon? Diretso tayo ngayon dito. 299 pesos engagement ring. Naging viral siya, mami. Tapos, ang maganda dito, pinag-usapan ng maraming tao, ang dami rin lumabas na version sa social media.
Oh, sabi nga lang, it went through like season 1, 2, and 3. Ang daming voices, ang daming nag-air ng mga sides nila.
Yeah, we were invited to sa Smart Parenting. Go visit the website. Ang ganda ng mga comments ng mga daddies and mommies. Di ba? Mga, tapos ng engagement, puro may mga batang alaga na ngayon na makakulit at mabait.
And even our bosses back from Smart Parenting, even our EIC at large, Ms. Rica Paralejo Bonifacio, also gave her opinion about it.
And then, ang dami ring version. Parang naglabas o si girl, naglabas si guy ng side.
Even a friend.
Tapos a friend. Tapos kasal na raw sila.
Publicity stint ba?
O, ang kumita ba dito is yung seller ng ring. Pero why we're still talking about this is not because it went viral. It's because the topic is valid. It's very, very valid because there are a lot of couples out there. Kailangan bang mahal? Yung iba kayang bumili, yung iba hindi talaga. So, will it matter ba na bumili ng murang engagement ring? So, maybe to kick off the discussion, ang question ko number one, kailangan bang mahal ang engagement ring? Diba? Kailangan ba ng mura lang o mahal? Number two question is, kailangan ba talaga ng engagement ring? Or pwedeng kasal na? That's my second question. Okay? And then number three, so what is this story really telling us for maybe for couples who are married, for couples who are engaged, and for couples who are planning to be engaged soon? So, let's begin with the question number one.
Kailangan ba mahal ang engagement ring?
Yeah, kailangan ba talagang mahal o mura lang ba dapat ang engagement ring?
So, there's always two sides, diba, to everything. Kasi nga, sa isang relationship, may two sides, babae at lalaki. So, from a point of view of someone who proposed, kailangan ba talaga mahal ang engagement ring?
Oh, ayan, sige. Kasi sa mga napakinggan natin, may mga wives na okay lang ako kahit 5 pesos, iba naman hindi, gusto ko may value ako. Diba? Sa side ng lalaki, side ko muna. Okay? Sa side ko, I'll speak for myself, kailangan bang mahal? Kung kaya mo, why not? Kung kaya mo. And if it will make your girlfriend to be fiancé happy, and it's part of your budget, why not? It's okay. Now, kung wala ka namang budget, pero gusto mo magpakasal, may plano ka naman, hindi ka naman tamad, then you can go on a good budget for that. Or kung may usapan naman kayo, which is a good thing, na alam niyo naman dalawa kung ano ang estado ng finances nyo, mahirap din naman na slice the budget, tapos mumoblema ka ngayon sa wedding preparations mo, tapos baka mabit-bit nyo sa married life nyo ang problema ng finances na hindi mo kayang i-discipline yung expenses mo to please your partner kahit wala na, then there will be a problem. So, kailangan bang mahal? For me, it's not the cost. For me, it's you preparing your future married life sa financial goals nyo. It's you also loving your future spouse on how she will be happy. Kasi kung ako, alam ko, bawa ikaw, alam ko tataya ka sa akin kahit sabihin kong wala tayo, pakasal tayo, basta we have a goal.
Kala mo lang yun.
Meron tayong goal, gawin natin to. Gusto kong pag ginawa natin to, kasal na tayo kaysa single pa, umabot pa ng 10 years. Then, I know that, sige, kahit mura engagement ring, basta magpakasal tayo. Diba? But, I still ended up, sige, stretch ko ng konti, but I'm not gonna break the budget. But because I value that much and I know how engagement is also important in our relationship, so I binigyan ko siya ng premium based on my capacity.
Yes, and I'll pick up from that point of mahal ba is always subjective. You were talking about your standpoint based on your experience. But whenever we hear or read something about cost, it will always depend on the point of view of the person reading it or about to buy it. Kasi depende, like Victoria Beckham received how many rings per year ata bibigyan siya ni David Beckham, because that's the point of view of that person giving a ring. But there are some, like in a common story, will say, mahal na sa akin ng 20,000 or mahal na sa akin ng 10,000. It will really depend. So, ang mahal ba is depende talaga sa isang lalaki, depende sa isang couple. Because there are some na feeling nila, mahal na yun para sa kanila, pero hindi pala mahal yun para sa partner nila. So, kailangan maging align ang isang couple kung paano ba ang mahal at mura based on value literally, or iba rin yung value figuratively. Kasi parang sa lalaki, napakalaga sa akin to kasi heirloom. Then that's very, very priceless. Pero pag sa akin, binili ko to online, o kung Harry Winston man to or Shopee man to, it will really depend on how you define mahal ba o mura in your relationship.
Ang ganda niya, no? Kung mahal mo, dapat ba mahal? O kung mahal mo, dapat mumurahin? Diba?
Mumurahin ka pag binigyan ka na mumurahin.
Diba? Although, totoo naman, it all boils down to the internal communication ng relationship nyo. Diba? Yung, ay alam ko wala tayong funds pa. Uy, alam ko yung funds. Kaya ang hirap eh, kapag alam mo may pondo, tinipid ka, teka lang, ba't ganun?
Lalalim tayo dyan mamaya. Pero yung mumurahin ka kapag mumurahin, sometimes kasi it also depends on how you see yourself, your worth. Sometimes kasi we're too attached sa worth ng suot natin that will define our worth as a person. Yung parang pag sumuot ako ng fancy or ng plated lang na gold, parang feeling ko, I feel so degraded. For some naman, they can carry it so well na, oh, like si Mila Kunis, sinabi lang niya kay Ashton Kutcher, bilang mo lang ako sa Etsy. That's true, ha? That's a true story, because I want a ring that I can wear anytime, anywhere, that I really don't have to think, naku, baka mawala ko siya. Like, sobrang simple lang.
Sige, pero meron akong pang first question pala, para lang sa mga nakikinig ngayon, so that we can continue to listen to our podcast, kasi mag-break din tayo in a while. Pero ang first, second kasi is kailangan ba talaga ng engagement ring or pwede naman bang hindi. But the first question, it will be a bonus topic, is this. Let's play the role of, let's go to the what if talaga masamang side ng story. What will you do? What if you're a girl and talaga nakita mo, teka lang, tinipid ka at di mo nakita ang value mo. Mm-hmm. What if I'm a guy, tapos nakita ko, teka lang, pera-pera lang ba talaga ang hanap sa akin? What if, that's the situation. Of course, that's not the situation. We cannot judge the situation in different context. Pero what if ganun? Anong gagawin natin? So, second question muna tayo bago tayo mag-break is, kailangan ba talaga ng engagement ring? What do you think?
Oo naman. I was browsing, kailan nga ba talaga nag-start yung engagement ring? So, As per Google, in 1477, anthropologists believe that this tradition originated from a Roman custom in which wives wore rings attached to small keys indicating their husband's ownership. In 1477, Archduke Maximilian of Austria commissioned the very first diamond engagement ring on record for his betrothed, Mary of Burgundy. So, yun sabi nila. So, kailangan ba? Well, dun sa time ng mga ninuno natin, hindi naman talaga, di ba? Mm-hmm. Unless siguro from royal ka or like super wealthy family na, yun nga, di ba, may heirloom or crazy rich Asian story type, di ba? So, kung kailangan, again, subjective kasi siya. I always go that at the end of the day, it really depends on how you set rules, guidelines, and lifestyle in your relationship.
Mm.
Pero kung personally ha, sa akin kailangan siya.
Bakit?
Kasi it's a sign of ano of the intention of the guy na meron siyang intention talaga to marry the girlfriend.
What if?
Mm-hmm.
Wala kang engagement ring sa iyo pero nag-book na ako ng simbahan by next year. Meron na rin tayong caterer, meron na tayong events place for 70% of the supplier, nakausap ko na, pero wala kang engagement ring. Pero ito na, papakasal na tayo.
But I also have to take note that, Papa, getting married is between two people.
Mm.
Yes, one can prepare all the stuff in advance into thinking that, oo siya, but you will really never know.
Hindi, so what if nga, ang proposal ko, let's get married, pero walang ring. Wala akong ring eh. Pero may nakredit na ako dito. Go signal mo lang, tutuloy ko tatan to.
Kung ikaw yun, syempre go ako. But it will really depend because I know some who proposed but it did not push through.
Okay.
May ring, hindi nag-push through. Meron din akong kalala na couple, walang ring or kahit ano, biglaan pa, nakasal, masaya naman.
Okay, so to answer the question, for me, I'll grab that idea of yours na kailangan and yung sa part na ano, yung question ko kanina na what if mag-propose ako, wala akong ring pero naka-ready na lahat. Diba? It means, it started 14th century. So it means, before that, wala namang engagement ring. Kailangan ba ng wedding ring? Of course. Part yan ng sa marital rights, sa simbahan. And when you get married, diba? It's not just a symbol. It's really part of your commitment. Diba? It's what you wear, the oneness. Sa engagement ring, I will go to the question, kailangan ba magkaroon ng gender reveal? Others wala. Iba meron. But since it started, it added something. It added spice, it added preparation, it added a push maybe, it added
formality, I guess.
To others, formality. To others, it's like a level up. Uy, level up na kami. Para siyang may diploma ako, graduate na kami.
Another level for a couple.
Yeah, and hindi siya masama kasi nag-add siya ng spice sa married life eh. As a couple, tinan mo yung after, uy, congratulations, kasi na, ano siya, it's a season, it's a beautiful season to experience also. Others, they skip that and it's okay. Sila yun eh, nag-work out naman. As long as mag-work out ang relationship nyo, pwedeng ma-skip out naman siya. Diba? But of course, marriage, ibang usapan yan. Wedding, ibang usapan yan. But for me, it's okay. You draw the line to your relationship. Pero bawa ako, dahil sinugot mo sa akin, ganun, eh, nakita kong, ay, importante sa kanya yun. Definitely gagawin ko. Kasi it matters to you. So sabi mo sa akin, hindi naman importante yun, pero it matters to me. Sabihin ko sa'yo, gusto ko siya ma-experience. Pero kung okay lang sa'yo, hindi.
Parang gusto ko siya ulit ma-experience.
Huwag na lang. Ay, meron, $299, hindi bilang kita.
Okay.
Pwede na rin, di ba? Nung araw nga, bibili. Exactly. Wala pang engagement ring, bibili ka ng friendship ring, bibigyan mo yung girlfriend, boyfriend mo, and then you value it. Ginagawa ng ibang couples to. So, hindi pa engagement yun, pero it mattered to them already. So, it means, nakakadagdag siya, di ba? So, again, okay siya. Okay pa rin naman, di ba? It's really a good thing for couples. Which leads us to question number 3. But before that, let's take a breather. Ang ganda ng kwentuhan. Pero let's take a breather. Let's have a quick break.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
And we're back.
Welcome back to Love Connect Podcast with the Kosho.
Yes, you're listening to us. Happy 2024. Happy New Year. We're talking about the 299 ring. The first question was this, kailangan bang mahal para sa mahal mo o mura sa mumurahin? Or number two is,
kailangan ba?
Kailangan ba talaga? And now, question number three is,
what is the story telling us? Diba?
Yeah.
Ano siya eh? January pa lang, diba? Marami ng viral na issue. But what does it say about couples nowadays? Yeah. What does it say about us as consumers of this news?
Itong news na ito na naka-apekto ng maraming tao, anong mensahe nito sa mga boyfriend-girlfriend? Anong mensahe nito sa mga engaged? Anong mensahe nito sa mga married couples? So, maybe let's start with the couple, the boyfriend-girlfriend. Anong message nito? Para sa'yo, anong message nitong issue na ito about 299 pesos engagement ring?
For me, it's always about how you look at a relationship. Kasi yung reaction mo will definitely depend on one, ano yung nabasa mo na information, side ng girl, side ng boy, side ng outsider who knows them, and yung standpoint mo based on your values. Kasi I think kaya siya naging trending, kaya siya naging viral because iba-iba yung standpoint ng mga tao based on their values, based on pinanggalingan nila. And what does it say about married boyfriend and girlfriend is that malaki talaga ang pressure sa mag-boyfriend at girlfriend pag nag-level up kayo into engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Sa lalaki, society will always pressure you into thinking, kung magpo-propose ka, siguraduhin may budget ka sa pag-propose mo.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kung wala, ibig sabihin, hindi ka ready for married life. Why? Sa isang tao na married at nakita mo yun, eh naku, wala pa yan. Sabihin la, yan 299 na yan, wala pa yan sa kagastusin mo sa asawa mo at panagkaroon kayo ng anak. So you really have to know, meron ka ba talagang pera or wala.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ang lalaki talaga, parang yun yung expectation sa lalaki more than being a good husband is kaya mo bang mag-provide. But then again, may myth and truth about
because
marriage.
You're talking about what society is telling them.
Yes. And then for the girl, there's also a pressure na, oh, nagpo-post na ba yung boyfriend mo? Lala na kung long-time boyfriend mo na, di ba? And second is, patingin nga ako ng sing-sing, especially nowadays na may social media, pwede magpakasal lang isang tao ng tahimik lang before eh. But now, you change your status. Oh, finally engaged, you will post pictures. Some would even zoom into the pictures that you will be posting. Maliit ba, malaki ba yung diamond? Ano bang cut nito? Diba? It will always be like that. And ngayon, ang pressure sa isang magkarelasyon is how to keep up with something na maayos bang relationship mo sa mata rin ng ibang tao?
Mm-hmm. Maayos ba ang relationship mo sa mata ng
ibang tao.
It's keeping up to that.
Yes, it's all about, minsan kasi naisip ko ha, sa mga magkarelasyon, parang ang dami mong piniplease, ang dami mong hinihinga ng approval.
Oh, so, if I'm gonna get or continue the message, ang sinasabi ng issue na ito is huwag kayong magpadala sa mga tao. Ang message na sinasabi dito is you have your own life. You know your own pacing. You know what you're doing. Don't be swayed by the pressures of the society. Kasi pwede sabihin na, hala, hindi ka pa pala ready, huwag ka na mag-propose. Eh, what if may plano ka naman? You're working on something naman. And your plan will work after 15 years. So you will get married after 15 years. That's why people before, they get married early. Tapos sabi nila, hindi naman maganda. Bata pa. But now, you see, oh, bata pa kami. Malaki na anak namin. Hindi siya yung engagement ring, but your readiness to take responsibility. It's your readiness to commit to one person your the rest of your life. It's the readiness that, oo, tanggap ko tong taon to, lahat ng mabango at mabaho sa buhay namin dalawa, tanggap namin. That is what this is telling us. And then it goes to communication again. You know what is okay for you. If it's truly love, maiintindihan nyo ng isa't isa kung anong kaya nyo. Now, to the engaged couples naman, sa akin, siguro ang sinasabi nito, nakapag-propose na kayo, whether you bought your engagement ring already, mahal man yan or mura, prepare for your married life, not just the wedding day. It tells now the values. What do you value from your fiancé? And prepare well for all that you're gonna do and embrace in your married life.
For engaged couples, it's always also about trust. Again, as part of what I said, sa Smart Parenting article, the trust is the bedrock of all relationships. What happened here is that if it's a real story, the guy trusted the girl na mura man to o hindi, malaman man niya yung presyo o hindi, mag-yes siya kasi mahal namin na isa't isa. And yung girl naman, na sobrang galing na researcher, kung totoo talaga, nakita niya sa online, hindi ko rin alam kung bakit doon niya hinanap yung ring na yun. Pinagkatiwalaan niya na bibigyan siya ng something that's more valuable. Maybe not because of the price, but maybe something valuable based on their relationship. So sa isang relationship, kailangan mo malaman, may tiwala ka ba sa partner mo? May tiwala ka ba sa worth mo? May tiwala ka rin ba sa relasyon nyo? Na pwedeng mura yung bibigay sa'yo, but you are preparing for the married life more than the wedding. Or maybe you can have both.
Yeah, beautiful. And now for the married couples who's listening to this podcast, for me, the message here is, kamusta ang finances nyo? Kamusta ang growth nyo? Kamusta ang open communication nyo? Are you expecting something from your spouse? Or is your spouse expecting something from you? Tapos hindi, since nung mag-boyfriend, girlfriend, engaged, up to now, naghuhulaan pa rin kayo? Does it still break the happy moments of your married life? Or kailangan nyo ng, oo nga no, upuan natin kung anong meron tayo. And also, a message is telling me na, don't be pressured from society. Whether you are at the age of 30s, 40s, 50s, or maybe you're already 60 senior and you feel like meron ka pang gustong i-achieve but you will become slower now, it's okay. It's okay. Don't be pressured kung ano man, kung mura o mahal. Wala namang talagang huhusga sa iyo eh. But ikaw ang unang humuhusga sa relationship ninyo. So continue to love each other. Continue for that open communication and continue to give value to each other. Kasi isang tao na kayong dalawa.
It can happen to any one of us. Ika nga ng song. It can happen to any couple na pwedeng i-post online or not. But what it can really say about us is that marriage is not gonna be dependent on how much your engagement ring is or was for married couples. Because I think any celebrity who has a broken marriage will definitely tell that person, you know, it will not really matter at the end of the day. It's like saying, money cannot buy you happiness. Kasi kahit gano'ng kalaki yung engagement ring mo, kung lulukuhin ka ng asawa mo, then you'll be fooled pa rin talaga. Pero pwede rin naman simple lang sa married life mo, but it's consistent. It's based on the values that you both agreed on. It's based on respect and fidelity and love. So it's something na ang engagement ring is a sign of bond, but it will not define who you are as a couple. It will not solidify your marriage because at the end of the day, it will still be between you and your spouse.
Yan. And as we end the podcast, quick answer lang, not long ano siguro. What if, let's play on the side of the dark part lang naman na, what if nga, si lalaki, tinipid pala si babae, pero kaya naman niya. What if, for the longest time, you don't feel being valued, may pera ka, tapos biglang, eto lang, nag-engage ka, eto lang binigay mo sa akin. Yun talaga side na yun, that side. What will you do as a woman?
Okay lang basta meron siyang deposito sa akin ng 1 million. 'Di ba? I will always demand for an explanation. Kasi pwede naman na kuripo talaga 'yung lalaki.
Hihiwalayan mo ba o hindi?
No naman, basta lang walang abuse, walang adultery or walang addiction.
Pero yun nga parang lagi na lang ano, kaya naman bumili ng magandang sapatos eh, kaya bumili ng ganito, pero tinipid ng engagement sa akin.
Ako, I will be ano, I'll be honest with that person, with my partner, na oh, nakakabili ka ng Nike na sapatos, or nakabili ka ng gadget na gusto mo, pero bakit? I want to know bakit ito yung binigay mo sa akin. Before I go out and post on social media, I will ask first my partner. And then if I feel like, teka, it will create suffering instead of an engagement ring na fairy tale, then baka yun talaga yung sagot na hinihingi ko to break up with that
kasi
person.
Kasi pwedeng sabihin din naman yan. No? Eh, kasi gusto ko i-test ko mamaya kung talaga bang pera lang habol mo.
Ay, test mo yung sarili mo, di ba? Kung 8 years na kayo magkarelasyon,
di ba?
My gosh, siguro naman, na-test mo na ng sobra-sobra yung
Y-test, di ba? Pero maganda rin
teacher
yan kasi, maganda rin yan kasi lalabas yung kwentuhan. Side ka naman. So, what if si girl is talagang pera lang pala, no? Yung
or materialistic.
What if materialistic? Ang tanong is, what will I do? Hihiwalayan ko ba? Diba?
Yes.
Alam mo kung mahal mo, tapos tama, wala namang abuse na ano, diba? And you're not here to change someone. Kasi yun ang problema sa mga couples. You want to change them, basta mangyayari, hindi naman mag-change siya. Now, again, I'm gonna open it up. Same thing. This is what's happening with us. It will hurt our married life pag tinuloy natin to. Tingnan ang sitwasyon. And then, let's have to work on this together. If I'm willing to journey, change or not, with this type, di ba? Kaya mo siya, hindi sumasakit ang ulo mo, go. Pero open tayo ha. Maging open tayo. Masaktan ka ba dahil dyan? Ito lang kaya ko, tiis ka muna. Di ba? Pero kung feeling mo, kung ako feeling ko talagang pera lang at materialistic lang talaga at hindi naman ako ganun tao.
Or narcissistic. Na
oo.
Ano.
Oy, mapapaisip ka talaga kasi forever yan. And you will know. You will know. Your gut will tell you, your body will tell you, walang masama sa yung dalawa, hindi lang nag-match kayong dalawa. So, but we pray for everyone. We pray for the right partner for those who are not yet married. And this podcast, first podcast of the year, brings blessings, God's blessings to those who are in a relationship, engaged, and to the married couples out there. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, thank you so much for the blessings we received 2023. We welcome the blessings of 2024. Lord, we pray for those who are in a relationship, married couples, parents, families, those who are boyfriend, girlfriend, those who are engaged. We pray, Lord God, that you may be the center of their relationships. Guide them and let them allow you to guide them. Provide for them as well. Provide for their needs. For the single people listening to this podcast, bless their dreams, the direction of their life, the clarity of the relationships they're praying for. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Love connects.